Right. Hey, buddy. It's me, Lauren. You and me do not know each other yet, but hopefully we can change that. I am calling in case you need somebody to listen to, if you need a voice, just to fill the silence that, is sometimes a little too abundant in our lives. I want to talk about what's going on with me, and I want to talk about what's going on with you. I'm reaching out to you now, but hopefully you'll reach out to me too. This podcast is going to be, about a 21-year-old in the year 2021 trying to figure out who she is, and optimistically helping a few other people figure it out too. Anyway, buddy, this is Phone Call with a Friend. All right. I want to start off the conversation by just recapping my 2020 and what got me to what I believe is a turning point in my life. So obviously, March 2020 happened. Whole country went on lockdown, yada yada, you were there. And, everyone's plans for life just got thrown out the window and stomped on. I had bought some early birthday presents for my boyfriend. I got him concert tickets to the 1975 with Phoebe Bridgers opening. Yes, you heard that right. It was going to be the best concert of all time. And so in March, everything got shut down and he was like, "Oh my God, do you think they're going to cancel the concert?" And I was like, "No, that's all the way in June. There's no way. Ah, we'll be fine by June." Fast forward to several identity crises later and right now. But yeah, everything you were looking forward to for a year was thrown out the window. Life yanked you off your track, and now you just have no idea what's going on. Maybe you were starting a new role for this year, and you can't do any of the things that you were expecting to do. And you're just being told no, left and right. It's like you can't do anything. No one can do anything. We're all in a holding pattern. We're all in purgatory. You're in purgatory during, what are supposed to be the prime years of your life, and you just have to sit and watch, a whole year of it waste away. And it just drives you crazy. It's like, I wanted to do music. I'm a music industry minor. I have wanted to work in the music industry for as long as I can remember. And obviously, there's not a whole lot of that happening in 2020. There's no opportunities. There's no nothing. It's just kind of soul-crushingly empty. And, with nothing going on, I'm asking myself, like, wow, like, is, are you cut out for this? Like, do you even want this that bad? Like, if you wanted this that bad, you'd be figuring out a way to make it work. And then, of course, that conversation in my head just spiraled. And I'm like, who am I? Like, what am I doing? Where on earth is my life going with all of this stuff? Like, what do I want? What jobs do I want to apply for? That stuff is coming up. Like, I am about to be booted into adulthood in a little bit. And that big giant question that's been looming over you probably since high school, what do you want to do with your life? It's getting a little louder these days. And I know I'm not the only person struggling with the question, what do you want? What do you want? What do you really want out of your life? For me, I thought the answer was I want to go work for a record label. I want to go work for an artist management company. That's what I want to do. I love music. I want to be around music. Music is my passion. And, you know, I think I realized this year music is just something I really like a lot. I think the word passion has been redefined for me this year a lot. You know, what does it mean to be passionate about something? I think passion means what gets you up in the morning. What is the single most important thing? If everything else in the whole wide world was taken away from you, what is the one thing that at the end of the day you want? Is it family? Are you passionate about family? Do you want spiritual fulfillment? Are you passionate about nature? Are you passionate about helping people? What thoughts fill up your brain even when you don't want them to? Where does your mind go when you're zoning out during your incredibly boring online class? I think a lot of the reason that people are having crises at this age is you're having to deal with the conflict of what have I been told that I want and what, you know, path am I currently on? It's coming into conflict with who am I now finding out that I really am? How do I separate from one of those things and readjust to the other? You know, maybe your parents talked you into like an accounting degree and you're like, oh, cool, that's going to make solid money. Sounds good to me. Business school. You know, and, you know, 4 years is a lot of time. And you're 3 years into those 4 years and suddenly your stomach just drops and you realize that can't be your life. Sitting at a desk and, you know, I'm not trying to crap on accountants. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people have that sinking realization that they are not going where they want. They've realized that, you know, the plans they made as an 18-year-old, that person is a completely different person than they are today. So you're living that person's plans instead of the right now plans. And I think I just want to remind people that we are literally babies. We are babies. And this is the absolute beginning of our lives. You are meant to not know what's going on right now. You are meant to not know who you are. Your 20s, at least I think, are meant to be a time where you get reacquainted with yourself. Because I promise you, you don't know them well enough. I promise you do not know yourself as well as you should. I don't. The world and many other things had to traumatize me to make me realize that, but I'm glad it happened because now we're sitting here and we're figuring it out. Aside from, you know, the horrifying world events of 2020, I had a lot of personal stuff happen this past year too. If anyone follows me on social media, I found out I have something called Hashimoto's disease. It's an autoimmune disease where your body attacks your thyroid gland. Your thyroid gland basically controls how your body uses energy. Those hormones affect literally every single organ in your body. And eventually, I'm not at this point yet, but eventually my thyroid will be so damaged from my body attacking it that it will not be able to make enough of the hormones that I need, you know, to function normally. So I'm not quite clinically there yet, but right now I'm experiencing, I guess, body-wide inflammation. You know, my hair is falling out. I randomly dropped like 10 pounds. You know, my joints, you know, sometimes I wake up and they're swollen and they hurt. I wake up with puffy eyes. I have broken out in the most horrible cystic acne. Like, I've never had this in my life. And also I'm just tired all the time. Like, I'm having memory issues. People will say something to me, I will immediately forget it. I can't even muster the energy to exist. And obviously, like, those are all, it's really frightening when all of those things happen all at once and you just feel like suddenly like you're dying. You know, so I was relieved when, you know, I got the diagnosis to some extent, because now I know, you know, at least what's happening. You know, this, all these seemingly unrelated cascade of symptoms, you know, has one cause or source. So I'm relieved I know what it is, but, you know, that's a big thing to face, is the realization that you are defective, you know, in some way, and it's out of your control. Like, it's genetic. And my mom more than likely had it, and that's why I have it. And this is connected to, you know, an identity crisis conversation, because getting diagnosed with a disease almost makes you feel like you are not in control of your life anymore. Something else is dictating how you exist, and it is just especially frightening to me, because all throughout when I was growing up, my mom had thyroid cancer. It was dealt with, it was fine. They took out her thyroid and she was on medication to replace those hormones. But, you know, it was something she was worried about and she was dealing with, you know, for as long as I can remember growing up. She had a bunch of weird symptoms and, you know, low energy, and just, I could just tell, you know, she didn't feel good. And she ended up actually passing away from a completely different cancer when I was 13. And it's horrible and traumatizing to see your mother's life play out like that. To just see her over the years, it's just, she just is disintegrating away. And when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, you know, I was connecting all these dots and I was like, oh my God, my mom definitely had this. And, you know, by some kind of differing factor, you know, it ended up turning into cancer for her. But suddenly I just felt like my life was gonna be a replay of hers. Suddenly I saw this, you know, scary, dark path in front of me that it's like, if you do what she did, that's where you're ending up. And that's really terrifying. You know, losing your mother at that age, or losing your mother at all, you know, is obviously traumatizing. And I wish so badly, you know, that her life had gone differently, that she did not have to suffer in the ways that she did, you know, feeling sick for so long and not knowing what it was. And, you know, maybe if she had realized that it was an autoimmune disease early, you know, maybe it would have never turned into cancer. Who knows? But thoughts like that is also playing into, who are you? Who are you, Lauren? More importantly, what do you want? Who do you want to be? Well, I want to be someone that doesn't go into their life blind. I want to take life by the reins. I want to know what's happening in my body and in my mind, and I want to squeeze every drop I can out of this life, and I don't want anything to stop me from that. Whether it be a pandemic, whether it be political unrest or personal circumstances or my own genetics, I want my life to be vibrant and meaningful. And I don't know who I am yet. I don't. And if you're my age right now, or maybe even not, you don't either. And it should be a conversation that you have with yourself that you are figuring out actively for the rest of your life. You evaluate where you are coming from, the circumstances that you couldn't control, and how am I going to connect it to the ideal state that I want to be at? Obviously, you never get to perfect. You will never be perfect. But I think people are most satisfied with their lives when they're always striving for that, I think. And this podcast is honestly just part of me doing that. Just having a place to talk it out. And, you know, if there is literally a single soul out there listening to this, I want you to reach out to me and tell me what's going on with you. You know, tell me about the specific things going on in your life, and I want to have a conversation about that topic. I want to pick apart everything in life that we have to deal with. I want to pick apart the human experience. And that sounds literally so pretentious, but I can admit that I have fun with that. And that's part of who I am, so you can't crap on my journey. All right, I'm going to end it there for today. In honor of Valentine's Day, that is 2 days from now, my next episode is going to be a conversation about relationships. The relationships you have with your friends, the relationships you have with a significant other, maybe the relationships you even have with your family. But I'm going to talk about it. And you're going to listen if you want. All right, this podcast is brought to you by WXJM 88.7 Harrisonburg. And you can reach out to me on Instagram at Lauren K-A-Y O'Connor with 2 R's. Or you can reach out to me via email at Lauren K-A-Y O'Connor, 1 R, at gmail.com. And anyway, that's all I have for today. Hope to hear from you soon, bud. Catch you later.